A 3-1 take finish for St. Mary's Stadium as Arsenal knock Southampton away from home inside the English Premier League. Goals from Pepe, Saka and Lacazette. Day enough to give Arsenal 3 points away to Southampton on Tuesday night. According to Premier League official Twitter handle Bukayo Saka, now the second only English teenager to score back-to-back for Arsenal inside the English Premier League. The first player we do this one for Arsenal, now Ashley Cole, an Indoam for the year 2000 inside the month of October. Goal.com, the report say now only Man City don't win more points past Arsenal with fewer goals conceded inside the English Premier League since Boxing Day. And a good sign because it should say Arsenal don't revitalize. Even though they still caught the full gist from us, Arteta don't come out talk saying they impressed with the way the team they support their captain Aubameyang with the face one kind family quanta with the no one tell us yet and dedicate the victory over Southampton to the captain. Boss, how far we Martin Odegaard now? Mikel talk say we did very close to signing the Norwegian, but things never finalize yet. But in say never follow Edu Yang yet, but in the very, very positive, say the deal go soon set, so make we just be patient. And now make we hear from our finalist, Jide Abayomi Paul, on top the Southampton Arsenal match. Take on. This na Opconas, the only Pidgin podcast for the Niger Arsenal fandom, worldwide, locally, internationally. Opconas!
Yes. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of the day or season of the year. With this voice, they reach you. This is not the voice of Ajida Bami Paul, also known as the longest man on the microphone center. They here to just analyze, give small of talk about yesterday game, Southampton v Arsenal for inside the St. Mary's Stadium. Let me see the second leg in just a few days. After we don't go play them for every cup, we then beat us one goal to nothing. I've been realizing the first match we'll play, our coach, they worry of our position for inside Premier League. Let me can rest some kicky players because of this match we won't play today. Don't forget, say, as we're playing Newcastle United, the other time we'll first play them for every cup, we can go back later. They come and see them back later, come play for inside Premier League. Don't forget, say, at this time now, the squad don't they stretch, and some players now don't they get injury, and the kind of unfortunate, our captain, Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, I guess, small game for inside family, come, you know, if we play, that one against, something for the FA Cup. Now, you guys see our squad distressed, miss me through, don't they show like, say, you know, they get small injury, the guy, they look like, you know, they match fit again. And I don't blame him, blessed the load, one plenty for his head. Also, Kieran Tierney, himself, Nova show face, we never even see him for some times now. So it really shows say our squad this stretched. I will not really get that, for inside, our squad, not get the quality we will need to tell rotate players to play some certain games. That's why our manager go with a very weak squad. It is unfortunate, say we'll call squad a player like William Day with the quarter kind squad, weak squad, but William now refused to wake up alongside, Pepe, but thank God for Pepe yesterday. Pepe don't wake up now. Score the equalizer for us yesterday. Many things to take away from that yesterday game. Number one, and the fact say our Ogbonge midfielder party after party, Thomas Partey. The guy don't really sure say he no be this kind of player. When they ready to the pass ball, go back. The pass ball go sideways. In a forward passing player, and he show him yesterday. See, anytime we a forward passing player, the inside feed, alongside another one, then him and Emi Smith Rowe, they don't show us yes. Anytime we the two of them defeat, then go free move ball go front, and now go free ginger other players. Me are the surprise say with that player make up me and go free knock three goals. Anytime inside Southampton. Then next, before getting a serious wala Man United do for every beat Southampton, so there will be small team. Southampton, this is something bitter. Liverpool 1-0. Yeah, if we say Liverpool not deform, but Liverpool now let's be the current champion. So Southampton beat them 1-0. So it will be very, very easy result for us at the St. Mary's. Another team we say, our manager Mikel Arteta, not the man for the job. He just need me to give him time. Now time he need. Wonderful masterclass from him. Yesterday's the third one, Cedric Suarez. Don't show us saying they're ready to play for us, in the ready to move us forward, in the ready to give us that ginger we need as a backup defender. William Bringer come for Bellerin. Bellerin done the form with most more. And Cedric don't show say yes. If not call upon me anytime, any day, I go free step up. Now Arsenal don't move enter the eighth position. Though they get one or two games where they don't play against past some other teams like Aston Villa, we don't play like three games past them. Like our other teams, we don't play like one games past them. So we wait for the result of today. We did just 5 points off top four. That one, they very very encouraging. Considering the fact, say, the top four position before, you look to see the eluder, so the 15th, just 1 month ago, the 15th. But thank God, we don't really come back. Big ups to Mikel Arteta and his men, big ups to Arsenal, big ups to the Gunners, I would wish our captain, Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, to come back really from the family problem we get. Thank you, Arsenal, for this one. Up Gunners, Gunners for life. My people, make a reason.
Up Gunners!
This production is brought to you by
Tony Dog
Media.
Be sure to share the podcast on your favorite social media channels.